This is a meditation to meet your team, your guides and angels, your spiritual mentors and counselors. However you connect with them, know that they will be here to facilitate this divine conversation. This meditation will help you access their wisdom and guidance directly, and will expand as you continue to practice. At first, it might feel like impressions, energies, or very simple communications. Know that this is like learning a language. And each time you come back to this meditation, you get more details, more words, more connection. You can call in beings that are of the highest light and frequency you can imagine. You are worthy of talking to the best. Let's begin. Take a moment, get settled in your seat, gently close your eyes, and take a big, calming sigh of relief. Know that you are safe here. Allow your energy to connect into the vast resource of energy below your feet, within the earth, deep below you. Allow that nurturing, wise energy of nature to rise up to greet you, supporting you at your roots and flowing all the way through your body, through all of your chakras and your energy field, all the way to the top of your head. Take a big sigh of relief. Letting everything settle. Then notice a great beam of light flowing down from an infinite source, flowing down to touch the top of your head, your crown, melting into that central channel, your Hara line, that connects all your chakras. And allowing this energy to flow through your body, right down to the bottoms of your feet. Letting everything clear, settle, and balance in all directions. You are walking through a mountain meadow. Notice the crunch of the pebbles and small stones below your feet as you walk through this magnificent landscape. Notice the scents of the trees and flowers in bloom as you walk. And feel the warm sun on your face. Noticing gentle movements of birds and animals in the distance, you feel completely at peace here in this landscape of the soul. Keep going, and as you do, you rise to the top of a small hill. Noticing the landscape below you, there's a beautiful lake and a building at the edge. This building houses your meeting place, where you can meet with your divine team. Your angels, ascended masters, loved ones, and spiritual counselors are already gathering there, and you can see a light in the window. Get a sense of this space now. Walk towards it and open the door. At first, all you see is light. The illumination potential of this space is high, and you feel a deep sense of peace and well-being flow over you. As your senses adjust to this high vibration, you begin to notice the entranceway, the meeting space, your creative room, and the library housing all of the Akashic records and all of the information held in the field. Anything you need for your journey is available to you here. Go into your meeting space now and notice the beautiful chairs and furnishings. You feel so cozy here, so content and peaceful. Notice the number of chairs that are present. Take your seat and gently look around the room. Notice the fabric of the chair you're seated in. Perhaps the chairs that are in the room aren't chairs at all. Maybe they're all the same. Maybe each one is different. Just get a sense of the number of seats here. Perhaps members of your team are already seated. It's okay if you can't quite see their faces yet. Just get a sense of a presence, a feeling, a knowing that you are with people and beings of the highest light, with pure love and compassion in their hearts for you. They are all here to help you. And you are worthy of all of their help. Notice the chair first that's directly across from you. Notice who is present. Look in their hands and see what objects they're holding. Look around the edges. See if you can notice their clothes, maybe what they're wearing on their feet. Are their clothes heavy or are they light? Sometimes they will show you symbolic objects, or they'll even announce themselves with their name. Take whatever first impression flows to you now. As you connect to the primary member of your divine team, Now look to the left. Notice who is here. What are they wearing? What do they hold in their hands? Now look to the right. Notice who is here. What are they wearing? What are they holding in their hands? As you connect here in this space with your team, notice how each being makes you feel. Perhaps you'll see light or color surrounding each being, or an overall sense of wellness. One or more of these beings are your lifetime guides. These are beings who have chosen to support you throughout your entire physical life. You wouldn't have known them in this physical life, and yet you know them so very well. They are dear friends from the other side. And they help you from the beginning of your life to the very last day, helping you stay on track with your life purpose. Perhaps a name will flow through, or a first initial. Take whatever impressions you are given and trust that all of the extra information will flow through at a future moment when the time is right. But for right now, know that they are present. Even if you can't yet perceive them, they are definitely here, helping you in this moment. And in every moment. Thank your team for being present with you, for gathering to connect with you in this way. Now ask, how can I open up to more divine love? How can you open up to more divine love? How can I open up to more divine love? Allow whatever impressions or feelings to flow through. How can I access my creativity in a greater way? How can you access your creativity in a greater way? How can I access my creativity in a greater way? How can I increase my physical vitality? How can you increase your physical vitality? How can I increase my physical vitality? How can I increase my energy levels? How can you increase your energy levels? How can I increase my energy levels? How can I access my spiritual power in my daily life? How can you access your spiritual power in your daily life? How can I access my spiritual power in my daily life? How can I learn to love myself more? How can you learn to love yourself more? How can I learn to love myself more? How do I learn to live from the wisdom of my heart? How do you learn to live from the wisdom of your heart? How do I learn to live from the wisdom of my heart? How do I increase and expand my connection with the divine? How do you increase and expand your connection with the divine? How do I increase and expand my connection with the divine? How do I learn to enjoy life more? How do you learn to enjoy life more? How do I learn to enjoy life more? What is the best way to learn more and expand my knowledge? What is the best way to learn more and expand your knowledge? What is the best way to learn more and expand your knowledge? What do I need to know about a present situation in my life? What do you need to know about a present situation in your life? What do I need to know about a present situation in my life? How can I be kinder to myself? How can you be kinder to yourself? How can I be kinder to myself? Take a moment to absorb the fullness of this experience. Trust your impulses and guidance, your first impressions, and any images, words, or pictures that have been shown to you. Just as with translating a language, it takes a few tries to become fluent. But you're well on your way today. thank your team for being present with you here. Now allow the image of the meeting place to dissolve back into the energy field. Let the whole of the experience integrate deeply now. Breathe into your heart chakra. Let it expand fully. Breathe into your throat chakra. Allow your truth to shine. Breathe into your solar plexus chakra. Be radiant and empowered. Breathe into your third eye chakra. Expand your awareness. Breathe into your sacral chakra. Anything is possible. You are a divine creator. Breathe into your crown chakra, illuminated in your oneness. Breathe into your root chakra, grounded in your essence. Breathe into your aura, anchored in your radiance and grace. From this connected, whole, enlightened self, what does your wise self tell you about all you've learned today? When this experience is fully integrated, how will you feel? Prepare to leave your meeting space now. Exit the way you came. Walk back out to the mountain valley and lake. Notice the fresh and vital sense of life in the meadow. Walk with grace and gratitude for this beautiful space of the soul. You are well supported here. Everyone benefits from this work of yours. All is well as you return down the path in the mountain meadow. Returning back to the place you were sitting, back to your body and your 3D awareness. Gently wiggle your fingers and your toes. Integrate fully with your physical body. Return fully to your feet return to your breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I encourage you to spend a few moments journaling following this meditation and keep a journal nearby over the next week as more information will flow through in moments of relaxation and rest. Notice in particular any extra guidance that comes through in your meditation practice. Thank you. All is well.